Hello, now we're looking at day 26 and 27. This is Friday and Saturday as we count down only a few more days. December 1st is coming closer than we can imagine. So today, I know this is late that I'm sharing this podcast, and tomorrow, let's pray for women who are pregnant right now who are considering abortion. And also, let's pray for those who have had one. So I'm going to be referring to two beautiful places. The first one is called Birth Mothers Ministries, and I'm going to just pray from there. So we pray that God may open a door for people like these ministries to be able to communicate to women who are contemplating having an abortion. Oftentimes that's when it changes. A woman, they said, recently called Birth Mothers and said, "I'm 20 weeks pregnant and I have an abortion consultation this afternoon." While a caring staff member took the time to listen to her, others prayed. The pregnant woman missed her appointment and is rethinking her situation. When someone you know is conferring with an abortion-minded woman, consider praying prayers like these. Father God, we ask you to help the listener set aside personal schedules in order to focus on the pregnant woman. We pray, Jesus, they would fill the listener with your incredible love for the woman and her child. We pray against the fear that the pregnant woman's having and come against that in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would open the pregnant woman's ears to hear your voice. We plead with you, God, to provide words that would touch the woman's heart. And we pray, Holy Spirit, not the enemy or self, would direct the woman's thoughts. Omnipotent Father, we ask that you would place godly people in the paths of women who are considering abortion. Use these good listeners at the perfect time in powerful ways to help women choose life in Jesus' name. Father, we also lift up those who have committed an abortion, and referring to Project Hope After Abortion website. We pray that you, of all mercy and love, eternal Father, out of love for us, you sent your Son and willed that from his blood and water that he would cleanse us of sin and restore lost innocence. Hear the cry of each woman who has mourned the loss of her child to abortion. Forgive her sin, restore her to your grace, and still the terror of her heart with a peace beyond all understanding. And God, we pray through intercession that she would feel your tenderness, that you would strengthen your faith in her, and give her consolation to believe that her child is now living with you, O Lord. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who has conquered sin and death and who lives and reigns with us in the unity of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. And we thank you, God, that you are here and you know the hearts of these women, and they are the ones that can sometimes have a strong voice in this case coming up. If any of the justices have had personal experiences with abortion, either have committed one, encourage their wives to have one, their child, a neighbor, a friend, another family member, because there's guys and gals on the justices. Lord, we pray, God, that you would help them have a sense of forgiveness, that they'd be able to get right with you on this and feel reconciled and redeemed and restored in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are above and beyond all that we can ever ask or think. So we know that you can do things above what we could even ask. But we petition you, Lord, that you would soften the hearts of these women and put people in their life that could help them think differently. We come against the people in their life that are coercing, that are manipulating, that are in convincing them to have an abortion. We pray their voices would be stopped in Jesus' name. And we pray that every abortion clinic that is out there will continue to have less and less. And if the Roe versus Wade changes, God will even close their doors even more so, because they won't be able to do the cases that they've been doing in the past. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.